Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 81. Hi. Hi, everybody. Hello. How are you? Really? Oh, that's good. I'm pretending I'm having a conversation with somebody. You see what I'm doing? That's the joke. Oh, my goodness. It's warm. You know, we're at the end of summer here in Los Angeles, and it's getting, we had a pretty mild summer for the most part, and as what happens many times when we have a mild summer, towards the end of the summer and into the early fall, we have a blazing hot weather, and that's what's been going on lately. And so it's pretty warm outside. But inside here, inside my studio apartment, it is cool, baby. It's cool as a cucumber. Cool? I like it. Cool as a cucumber. Why wouldn't it be cool as an ice cube? I mean, a cucumber, sure, that's cool. But this is cool. Actually, this is cooler than a cucumber. This is cool. This is cool as a Häagen-Dazs ice cream. I don't want to even talk about Häagen-Dazs. I had it my cheat. Yesterday was cheat day, and let's just put it this way. It could have been worse, but I don't know if it could have been much worse. When I said let the cheating begin, it was like I don't even know how to describe it. Let's just say there was a lot of sugary things consumed, and I don't even want to talk about it because for the next 6 days, I am off that stuff, and I'm thinking about seriously considering pulling back or paring back or retreating a little from the cheat day. Make the cheat days a little bit more mindful. Don't make them, you know, right now the way I have it is like I just go, hey, the hell with everything, and I just hardly even read my body. Which I normally do now. I read my body. What does my body want? But on my cheat day, I'm like, hey, body, I don't care what you want. Let me tell you what I want, baby. You know, I ate pretty healthy as far as, like, food. But then I went off with crazy stuff. I went to Vallarta again, okay? I went to Vallarta. And let's just say that I went to a different one. I did go to a different one. And let's just say had I gone to this one first, I might not have been as excited about the Vallarta experience. The one I went to last week, if you remember, it was big, it was modern, clean. Not that this one wasn't clean. I would say this one was clean, except here's where I would fault them. And it was older. And it had a little bit more of like, maybe it was close, it was more of in a little more third worldy neighborhood. I want to, you know, I'm trying not to be, you know, it was a little third world. You know, it gets a little more third worldy around here. A little third worldy-ish. However, you know, it was an older building, it was smaller. But the main thing, the main problem I had with this Vallarta was not all that. Was that they kept their doors open so that flies would go in. So there were some flies in there. Now, it wasn't like a lot of flies, but there were enough flies. And I thought to myself, why do you have the doors just propped open? These are the kind, you know, it's like it should be, you know, open, close. And then if a fly gets in, a fly gets in. But this was, they just had two entrances and exits. You can enter or exit on these places. And there was just, it was wide open, and I was a little confused by that. And also, although I would say most of the people there so far, my experience, I've been with the people that work at these places at Vallarta, very, very nice. I think I've mentioned before that I have an obsession with the word. It's a slang, probably a Mexican-Spanish term called güero. For white people, bueno, sort of like, you know, and I learned this through some Mexican guys I know, and I'm obsessed with it, and I make jokes about it with with Latino people, and you know, most of, I would say they all 99.999% of them can tell I'm joking. Some of them, you know, they don't trust me, they don't know me, so they get a little weary, a little leery. And when I was at Vallarta yesterday, I went to the hot food bar, so I got this taco plate, and I started joking about being a widow. And the girl behind the counter, who was kind of like a widow, although she was speaking Spanish to others, I believe, she was very, she had a cold and distant unfriendliness, as opposed to a warm, close unfriendliness. And but the kid that was working with her, this young guy who put the food together, you could see he had a sense of humor. We were joking. And so I said, hey, he's got a sense of humor. He's a good kid. And she said, oh, he's crazy. I go, yeah, he's crazy, but he's like crazy like me. At least he's making me comfortable. You know, I didn't say this, but, you know, she was kind of making me a little uncomfortable. But I did go up to, a couple of the managers there, because I asked them, hey, you guys don't have a salad bar here? And they go, no. I said, well, you might want to put a salad bar in if you're trying to get the widows. You know what I mean? You know, as widows like salad bars. And they kind of laughed and moved on. So then I was, so I'm in Vallarta, so I go over to the bakery department. It was my cheat day, and I want to see, hey, you know, I don't really need anything in the house, because I already got tons of sugary things at this point. But, you know, when it's your cheat day, I allow myself to look for as many sugary things as I possibly can find if I want to. I don't have to buy them. I just look. And, you know, they've got the Mexican pastries are not, I don't know, they're kind of flamboyant. They're not exactly, most of them don't look that appealing to me, but some do. And I was talking to this girl behind the counter, a very cute little girl and sweet girl, and she's a friendly girl. And I asked her about this one item. She goes, oh, that's four leches. It's a four leches cake or something, which is usually it's a tres leches, which is three things with milk. I didn't really understand the difference. I guess the four is bigger. I'm not sure. But the leches is milk, and what she said was the milk, when it gets into the cake part of it, it makes it, and I'm quoting her, it makes it moisty. She says, it makes it moisty. I could have kissed her long and hard for that, because I thought that was so cute, moisty. It makes it moisty. That's such a cute word. And so I said, you know what, I'm just not going to, maybe another time, but I'm not going to buy it now. Because I appreciate the moisty heads up. So that's that. What's new in the building? The new in the building here where I live. One of the neighbors, there's a guy who moved in. He moved in last year sometime, I think. Seems like a nice guy. He's cordial, but keeps his distance. I respect that. He's got a couple of kids that visit him because he's separated from his wife, woman, whatever. I don't know if they're divorced. I don't know the particulars. I don't care. He's got a couple of kids. One's like three. I've talked about this kid before. The other one's like 11 or something like that. And so I was in the parking lot doing my little laps, walking back and forth. And, you know, I wave to them and they're getting in their car. And he pulls out and he's blasting music on either the radio or, you know, on his CD player or whatever. And he's blasting. He's got two kids in the car and he's blasting the Stones' old song, Street Fighting Man, which was one of their edgier songs, you know. Everywhere I hear the sound of people, you know. What's the big... the time is right for fighting in the streets now. What else can a ball boy do? And I'm just thinking, that's like kind of a... You know, because seems like a good dad. It's kind of like a funny song to be driving in the car with your young kids. You know, like, yeah, come on, kids, it's time... Time is right for fighting in the streets. We're going to go fight in the streets now, okay? The blood will spill. I don't know. I just thought that was odd. And then we have this other neighbor, speaking of odd. He's a nice guy. I'm not going to mention his name. He's been here a long time. He's got an oddity about him. For the longest time, he didn't talk to me. But now he's friendly to me. And he's actually got a, he's kind of got a sweetness about him. He's an older guy. And so the other day, I'm home, and he comes, and I hear a knock at my door. And I was busy reading or something, and I get up. And, okay, let me give you a little backstory. This guy, if there's a woman that comes into the room, or in a, you know, he will immediately, he just, you know, makes a beeline to the woman. It doesn't matter. He could be talking to you. The woman says hi, and then, oh, hi! So, there's a girl that lives across the way, Jen. She lives with her husband across the way. She does comedy. And she came and knocked on my door last week. So when I opened the door, I saw her going up the stairs, and I thought she had knocked on my door. So, but then he came out and said, he knocked on the door. So I yelled out to her. I said, I thought you knocked on my door. And she said, no, no, I didn't knock on your door. And then he said he did. But then she said, like, hi to him, and then all of a sudden he turns around and starts talking to her, and I'm like, what am I standing at the door for? Because now he's, like, beeline to talk to her. So then I close the door, I lock my screen door, so he couldn't open it and knock on my door. He'd have to knock on the screen door, and I figure most people, they try to open the screen door, and it's locked, they're not going to, like, pound on the screen door unless it's an emergency. And I said, you know, fine. It's okay. I needed the exercise anyway. I was deep in the middle of a book. I had to get up and walk to the door. Then another thing about this guy is he doesn't run his air conditioner. And I asked him, you know, it gets kind of hot. And he goes, you know, it's too expensive. And I said, okay, I understand that. I mean, for me, I'd rather be comfortable and pay the bill, pay a little extra money, and be comfortable than be uncomfortable. Because I lived for so long in different places without air conditioning. I'm not living in a valley without any air conditioning. So he goes, so he tells me that. So I go, okay, fine. But meanwhile, the guy, he keeps his windows, like you can see, he's on the first floor, catty corner to me, and he keeps his shades or blinds open all the time so you can look into his apartment. And he's done wonders with it. It's done in messy bachelor. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's just a, I don't know how dirty it is because he does have a cleaning person come in, but it's pretty messy, you know, stuff all over the place. And, but the one thing I noticed is he goes out a lot and leaves his light on, at least one light on, maybe more than one light on. So he's wasting electricity that he could be using to be cooling himself off. But I'm not going to tell him. It's none of my business. I'm telling you guys that this is what I've observed. Okay? Okay. So, all right. Let's move on here, folks. Let's move on. So, I'm over at Gougers this week. I'm averaging about once a week now at Gougers. Gougers, you've lost my business. You gouged me. Actually, if they could cook chicken better, like a baked chicken or a rotisserie chicken, I would give them more business. But there's some reason, and I've given them many times, many chances over the years. Took several years off and went back to see if they improved. No, no, no. So now I go over to Whole Foods when they have chicken, and Ralph's has chicken. And, you know, when I guess I'm not really cooking these days just yet. I will be soon. So I'm over at Gougers, and at this day I went there, and I had just got my hair cut at Deb's. Cut and colored. And Deb, I've said this before, not only one of the best stylists, I think, in town, but she is by far, I believe, one of the best colorists in the Hollywood area. I've said this over and over again, she could be doing super duper celebrities. I mean, she should be doing super duper celebrities. And if and when I become a super duper celebrity, she's coming with me to do this coloring of the hair. So, but what happens is sometimes, you know, then I get my hair washed from her, and sometimes, you know, there's stuff gets in your eyes, and my eyes, not your eyes, gets in my eyes, and so it stings a little bit, and then, you know, a little bloodshotty. So later on, I'm at Gougers, and this guy behind the counter, this is the guy I mentioned a few weeks ago who had been out of there for a while, and then I had thought about him. And then he showed up again, and then I think I made him a little uncomfortable because I told him I had just been thinking about him. I was just thinking, I'm not like I'm thinking about it, I just like it popped into my mind, like, oh, you know, like we're all connected on some level, so I probably sensed he was coming back, but whatever. But I noticed one thing about this guy, he's gained some weight, but I'm not going to tell him that. I'm not going to tell him he gained some weight, and I've lost weight, but he's never volunteered any compliments, like, hey, I see you lost weight. It's fine, I don't need his compliments, but I don't need his criticism either, so I go over. And I see him, I go over to the deli department, and I was going to get something, and he looks at me, and he goes, oh, you look really tired. And I go, why? What do you mean I look tired? Because I didn't feel tired at all. He goes, well, your eyes are all kind of bloodshot. I said, oh, okay. I just had, my hair did. So I didn't say anything. But, I could have said, well, wow, look at you. You must be, like, at least a size or two bigger than you were before you left here. Hey, man, I've got one word for you. Two. Dr. Atkins. No. Just kidding. Anyway. It's just funny. Like, I've done that before, though. I've made faux pas where I've looked at somebody and go, oh, what's that on your face? Well, I've learned my lesson. Maybe I should have said something to him. Maybe I should have. And then there was this guy works there. Filipino guy. He's a guy that's always trying to set me up with his niece or trying to find me some Asian woman. You know, one time, I think I mentioned before, he had a, would you like to meet my niece? I go, not really. But where does she live? She lives in, where does she live? What was the name of that country again? Dubai. Oh, yeah, let's set up a meeting on, what am I going to meet her on Skype? Well, she's coming to here. Oh, I see. So she's coming to Dubai, and then you figure she meets me, and then we hook up, and then we got her in the country. Oh, you go vault. So anyway, he says to me, so I was about to check out, and he goes, you should buy some watermelon. And I go, why? He goes, because it's very good. It makes you feel very good. And I was kind of in a vulnerable spot. I thought, I could get a little watermelon. So he came with me, and he picked out some good watermelon. And I tell you, he picked it out, and I get the watermelon that's already chopped up and in a container. He says it's cheaper to get the other way, but I don't know. Doesn't it work? Like, you're paying for all that rind. Isn't that what it is? That, you're lugging home, pounds of rind. I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm a bachelor. So, but he did pick out a good watermelon. I got to hand it to him. The guy, one thing he knows is his watermelon. I will never doubt his watermelon prowess again. Let's see. Saw a thing this week that Facebook. Oh, it was a thing on the internet that it said that there's a study that Facebook is making users miserable. I think I might talk about this again before too. About because you see people and they're laughing and photos and you looks like you're missing out on stuff. But I've been in some of those photos where they're smiling and laughing, and I have to tell you, it's overrated. I wasn't exactly, it was okay, but I wasn't like, woohoo! I mean, it was, you know what I'm saying? So, people, if you're looking at that stuff, the grass isn't always greener. The Facebook isn't always likier on the other side. I get kind of weird email this week. I'm on all these, weird... I'm starting to actually delete a lot of these newsletters. Because it's so easy to join a newsletter. And I find myself only really interested in reading a very small portion of them. So I'm starting to delete them. And they don't like... When you go to delete a newsletter, oh, they don't like... They ask you, right? You go to delete it, and then they say, are you sure? They had a window comes up. Are you sure you want to delete it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Oh, okay, and then, you delete it, and then it says, okay, and then there's a link that says, go back to their site. I just deleted you. Why am I going to go back to your site? I don't want to be part of, I don't want you in my life. I haven't changed my mind in the 0.6 seconds that it took for me to delete you. So, I get this email from one of these newsletters, I believe, and it said, imagine being a best-selling author without even writing a book. Now you have the opportunity to do just that. And that's the problem with the internet. Because snake oil is a lot of good that you can do on the internet, but this is a perfect opportunity for snake oil to be sold. Like, somebody is actually going to go, somebody is seriously going to go, you know what? Yeah, I mean, it's like reality show stars who become celebrities without having any actual talent. You know, when I was a kid, you had to have talent to be a celebrity. So, I was just like, really? I mean, and I just deleted, I'm sure I deleted that newsletter because I couldn't begin to think, you know, what are they going to tell me, you know, about like being a best-selling author without even writing a book? I mean, holy Toledo, come on, stop it. You know, now you can win, you know, you can win some kind of, you can win, I was going to say the Boston Marathon, but there was that bombing, and then, you know, that's all right, I said, now you can win the Boston Marathon without even running. Well, there's a bad joke there, I'm not going there, okay. All right, anyway, so then I get this other email from this newsletter, and it's just like, you know what, folks, do your due diligence and know who's on your email list. And it said, stop making these three critical mistakes that make men pull away. It said, Al, dear Al, stop making these three critical mistakes that make men pull away. And I knew there was something wrong with my social life. You know, it pissed me off because it's just like, hey, you know what? You should target, obviously this is targeted towards women. I don't think it was meant to be targeted to a gay man. I don't think they're marketing to gay men yet. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I was just like, you know what? You're out of here, folks. I'm deleting you as a newsletter. Was it some kind of newsletter like self-growth? Self-improvement. And where did they come up with this? Why didn't they, you know, come, you know, make, like, if you're a woman, all right, you want to send out to everybody in your thing, your list, say, attention, women only, you know, or gay men. But I was just like, why are you sending this to me? So I told them, you can take this and put it where the sun don't shine. That's right. That's right. Then I saw, oh gosh, I get this news story on the internet. Everything's the internet. U.S. nuclear power plants are vulnerable to 9/11 style attacks. Now, even if that's true, which, you know, whatever, why would you print that? Number one, to tell the 9/11 kind of people, because now you're letting them know. I mean, they probably know anyway if it's true. But number two, now you're going to get people in deep fear. But isn't that the point? Because if you can get people in deep fear, then you can get them to do whatever the hell you want. Oh, man. All right. I don't know. I think I'm probably almost done here. No, I saw, you know what? I was in my, driving in my neighborhood yesterday. I was coming back from Vallarta. And I saw an ambulance driving in my neighborhood. It wasn't an emergency situation. They just seemed to be, you know, driving through the streets. And the name of the company, American Professional Ambulance. American Professional Ambulance. Which I think, I was thinking, whoa, I would hate to see about the other guys. I wouldn't want the other guy, the American Professional Ambulance. All right, enough of this. I think I've had enough. I haven't eaten that much today. I got to go over to Whole Foods, pick up some stuff, then come back and upload this. You know, so I want to thank everybody and anybody who has been listening and is listening and will listen It was nice. I got an email from an old comedy friend of mine who's not, I don't think she does comedy anymore, last week, telling me she didn't even know I had a podcast and she listened to it. And it's funny because, you know, I'm going to have to find a way to promote this because it's just not getting to my vast Facebook list, you know, because she didn't even know. And I post it every week, so it's obviously not getting into her newsfeed. And unless you go to your, specifically go to my page, which, you know, why would you do that if you're not really in touch with me? But what happened was I wished her a happy birthday, and then she, oh, I know. I wished her a happy birthday, and then she went to comment on that, would comment on my page. I don't know, something I must have taken her to my page, or maybe she went to my page. And she saw, hey, he's got a podcast, and she listened. I really appreciated that. So, so that's that. So until next week, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.